From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The funeral of entertainer Michael Jackson has concluded in Los Angeles, featuring a number of speakers and singers.
No more crying. We are going to see.
Performers included Stevie Wonder, Jennifer Hudson, and John Mayer. Civil rights activist Reverend Al Sharpton gave the eulogy, and producer Berry Gordy remembered when Jackson and his brothers first auditioned for him as children.
I mean, Michael was awesome, totally in charge. In fact, the more I think and talk about Michael Jackson, I feel the king of pop is not big enough for him. I think he is simply the greatest entertainer that ever lived.
About 20,000 people assembled in the Staples Center in Los Angeles for the ceremony. Thousands more people gathered close to the stadium in Los Angeles. Millions more watched and listened to the funeral broadcast. The Jackson family held a private memorial service earlier today at an L.A. cemetery. Huge crowds of ethnic Han Chinese are in the streets of Urumqi. They're confronting groups of Chinese Muslim Uyghurs who have attacked people in the capital of the Chinese province, Xinjiang. It's believed that at least 156 people were killed in the unrest. President Obama continues his goodwill mission to Russia today, saying it's up to ordinary Russian citizens to help improve relations with the United States. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama told graduates of the new economic school in Moscow the U.S. and Russia should be partners rather than competitors. He said old Cold War fault lines are no longer appropriate in the face of 21st century challenges such as terrorism and global warming.
It's hard to change habits that have been ingrained in our governments and our bureaucracies for decades. But I believe that on the fundamental issues that will shape this century, Americans and Russians share common interests that form a basis for cooperation.
Mr. Obama is spending much of the day talking with students, business people, and non-governmental organizations. His meeting yesterday with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev produced a tentative agreement on nuclear arms control. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Moscow.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is calling on all sides in the recent political unrest in Honduras to refrain from violence and seek a negotiated solution. Clinton met with ousted Honduran President Manuel Zelaya today in Washington. Zelaya was overthrown in a bloodless military coup. The new military-backed government has warned if Zelaya tries to return to the country, he'll be arrested. On Wall Street at the close, the Dow Jones Industrials were down 164 points. They were at 8,160. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The American Bar Association has given its top rating to Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
The ABA's well-qualified rating came by a unanimous vote of the Association's Standing Committee on the Federal Judiciary. The committee spent weeks interviewing Sotomayor's judicial colleagues and lawyers who practiced before her. In addition, three committees of legal scholars and legal practitioners reviewed her legal opinions. Democrats today rolled out major endorsements for Sotomayor from leading law enforcement organizations, among them the Fraternal Order of Police, the National Sheriff's Association, the National District Attorneys Association, and the Federal Law Enforcement Officers Association. The National Rifle Association sent a letter to the Judiciary Committee expressing its, quote, serious concerns about the nomination, and the Senate Republican leader, Mitch McConnell, took to the Senate floor to question Sotomayor's impartiality as a judge. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Minnesota Senator Al Franken has been sworn into office. The Minnesota Supreme Court ruled the Democrat won the election, defeating Republican incumbent Norm Coleman by a little more than 300 votes. Franken is now a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee. He'll get to work immediately on the Sotomayor nomination. The Vatican's released a new document urging governments around the world to act in the common good when they consider economic policy. The encyclical is one of the most authoritative documents released by the Roman Catholic Church. Authored by Pope Benedict XVI, it's called Charity in Truth. Benedict says economic profit is useful if it's a means toward an end, but warns if profit is pursued just for itself, it destroys wealth. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.